FM 90.3 WJTL Aaron Schust every morning. Zach Williams, Chainbreaker, Dante Bo, Champion, a great little three-song set. Good morning to you, Annie and Fred with you, 704.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday going out to join Nick as she counts down WJTL's top 25 songs every Friday morning from 9 to 11. Again, Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
And our very special guest today from Men of Iron, the president and CEO is Garrett Barbush. Good morning to you, Garrett.
Good morning, guys.
So great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to see your smiling face.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my wife, Eden, and my kids, Kendall, Blake, and Frank, and say hi to the Men of Iron team.
So tell us about Men of Iron.
Yeah, so we're an organization with a vision to change a culture one man at a time, and we know that vision's big, but our true passion is to provide the tools, the training, the framework for mentorship, because we believe it's in a mentorship setting that men have the greatest opportunity to experience three things that we believe every man needs, and that's accountability, balance, and spiritual growth.
And I remember the first time you were here, but I can't remember how long ago is it. How long has Men of Iron been around?
So it's 15 years as a ministry, and
that's crazy.
Probably 10 years as an organization.
Okay.
So,
and you have not changed a bit since the first time I've seen you. You do not age at all.
I guess that's a good trait to have. So.
Any great stories about how God has used Men of Iron?
Yeah, you know, I think it's there's one that sticks out in particular. Obviously, there's so many to pick from, but we have a mentor out in Ohio, and he got a call from a telemarketer, and that led to, instead of hanging up on a telemarketer, him asking the telemarketer, who was in India at the time, how he could pray for him. And he was on a recorded line and could tell he was trying to rush off the line. And so ended up being, he gave the guy his number. That guy ends up calling him back about 20 minutes later.
Wow.
And they launched a mentorship. He basically said, hey, you asked how I can pray or how you could pray for me. I've got some stuff going on in my life. This mentor of ours said, hey, I'd like to mentor you. So he's mentoring him from across the world via Zoom.
Yeah.
And they meet every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., which is about 8 p.m. over in India. So he led the man in India to Christ, and he's been mentoring him in the faith ever since then. So,
and that's cool where you say it's so great, the technology of Zoom and all the stuff that
absolutely
that we have, that you can actually have that kind of relationship
absolutely
with someone.
Absolutely.
Good for him. That's a great story. You guys have an event coming up.
We do. So obviously a part of what God's called our team to do, besides providing all the framework for mentorship, is we want to grow our number of advocates and partners and people that know about Men of Iron. And so, we're very excited about an event we're hosting in April, and it's with Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy, and New York Times bestselling author. And so we want to tell you more about our Iron Sharpens Iron event in Lancaster on April 19th here in just a bit. So
very cool. Coming up, we'll talk more with Garrett. We have more music on the way, too. Crowder and Blessing Offer, Tim Hughes. We'll tell you about the forecast, too, which has been a little confusing this morning.
A little weird, yeah.
Yeah, because we expected snow, and we've gotten all rain. But stick around. We'll bring you up to date.